It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And first hour, Monday to Friday at 12 Pacific time, 2 Central and 3 Eastern, we cover health and wellness issues. Sometimes the hour 2 and 3, we do that as well. We bring on special guests like doctors, cancer doctors, functional medicine doctors, researchers, people like Dr. Ron Klatz, who's a good friend of mine, the head of the founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Now we have Mark Gaffney. Mark is a brilliant man. He researched back years ago 9/11. He's probably one of the most inquisitive people and asks and provides documents to show everything is true. He wrote a book that's years ago after 9/11 called The 9/11 Mystery Plane and The Vanishing of America. He also wrote back in 2012 and updated his book called Black 9/11, about the financial transactions that preceded 9/11, which means it was an inside job, and updated that in 2016. He has another book we're going to discuss on a different show called Gnostic Secrets of the Nazazines, the initiatory teaching of the Last Supper and about who Yeshua Jesus really was. And he did some very interesting research recently. We went over a paper. Now, we had some echoes in our video we did with Vimeo, so we'll probably redo that later this week or the weekend. But the paper, I want to talk about this today and combine it with some of my classified information. That article and paper, I think I'm going to post up. It's already posted up on our site. It's called Do Ancient Sites Point to the Old North Pole? And you've shown the three major ancient sites actually all point to an ancient North Pole on the south part of Baffin Island over a glacier. Now, it's 1,600 miles from the position of the current rotational North Pole of the Earth right now. There's two magnetic poles that are now in Siberia and two south poles that are off the coast of Antarctica. There's a South Atlantic anomaly where there's a geomagnetic hole in the South Atlantic near Antarctica that when you get out 22,000 miles, it's five times the diameter of Earth. The Earth is quite a bit different than people realize. There is a solid core, but there's also a liquid mantle around the core. That liquid mantle is radioisotopes, so the Earth is a giant nuclear reactor, and even hydrocarbons are created by the nuclear reactor causing catalytic expansion of hydrocarbons. We know that the actual mantle rock itself is actually driven by water called ringwoodite, released by the nascent oxygen and hydrogen release, especially when gravity waves hit us from a solar coronal mass ejection. Water drives the actual dropping of the temperature to melt rock to form magma and start off all earthquakes and volcanoes are actually caused by nascent water, primarily released by inside the Earth. And there's actually 10 times more water inside in the form of ringwoodite rock, an underground, an undercontinent batholith, or giant oceans of water, just like the Bible talks about. This research on the Old North Pole is really important. Mark, why did you write this article, and how did you get interested in this idea of the orientation of ancient sites? And you try not to go too far in your conclusions. I'm going to add some additional stuff today, but what did you find?
Well, I got onto this many years ago and unfortunately had to set it aside at the time of I started the 9/11 research, so I put it on the back burner. I considered that to be more pressing at the moment, but after two books on that issue, you know, I really felt I couldn't go any further with it. We have a 9/11 grand jury underway right now, and other people are working on it.
Yeah,
so I set that aside and got back to this other issue that I really love working on.
Right. Now, I want to get into this thing about the ancient sites, but just for a couple of minutes. People don't know what I have gone through and others that are actually whistleblowers in Oklahoma City in 9/11. There are people that died after Oklahoma City because they were doctors or whistleblowing police that knew about what actually happened in the Oklahoma City Mural Building. I was the exit examiner in 95 because my boss, Major Schwinder, was away doing airtime in Fort Hood, so I was next down to the commander, and I had above top secret clearance, so the same munitions forensic explosives team that went to the Khobar Towers years earlier, and there was seven times more Anfield, it only blew a few windows in, it was structurally nowhere near as strong as the Murrow Building. The Murrow Building, when one of the five told me in great detail how they removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes, RDX high explosive cord and a C4 pineapple, including C4 on the inside pillars of the garage. I went over this with Dr. General Ren Parton and other experts over the years, and other people have written other books on 9/11. What I've tried to do is radiation toxicology. I presented my information in 2007 at a Vancouver 9/11 conference, which is the largest 9/11 conference I personally attended, and presented five different papers. And basically, even the other people who have written books on this have not given me credit as the original researcher that identified not only was there 55 times higher levels of tritium in Building 6, but the falling of Building 7 is an anomaly that no other steel building falls from the burning of carpets and drapes. The World Trade Center towers, 45% of the debris was not even the debris pile, which was hauled off to Great Kills debris site on Staten Island. And the debris pile was also radioactive. In fact, the only two sites that are radioactive when you fly a helicopter in New York was the Israeli embassy in New York and Great Kills on Staten Island, because the debris was radioactive. And the isotopes found in that, I tried to analyze it because I do have the U.S. geological original data. And the various labs, including my alma mater, because I have a background in nuclear chemistry, refused. That's at Dalhousie, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Harvard, every radiation lab, including Geordie Labs in America, all the labs in Britain, Germany, France, including the last one was 3.5 years ago, the lab in Tokyo was told by the State Department, you're not even allowed to talk, T-A-K-L-K, to Deagle, okay? Now, if I seem a little angry, you can understand why I have been persecuted. Now, when I raised this issue after being called back by Alex Jones to come back in more airtime after his show in January 2007, I raised the issue that his so-called nuclear engineer, who thought it was superthermate, and the only country, by the way, researching superthermate to be an explosive is the State of Israel. Nobody else uses superthermate. It uses RDX to cut the joists of buildings, which is a standard demolition if you're going to drop the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas or do whatever. You're going to use RDX. But the debris pile would dissolve actually any paramagnetic structure, including the antenna, people, water, anything that was paramagnetic, including the plenum chambers of cell phone tower repeaters. They all were turned into a vapor cloud, including even the effect of the pulse of radiation affecting even the iodized mirrors that have silver on them on cars in the parking lot up to a mile or more away from the World Trade Center towers were affected. So people need to understand what happened in 9/11 was an inside job. There was financial transactions, which you document in your book, Black 9/11. People need to know the truth, because if we don't find out the truth about 9/11, just like we don't stop what's happening to Donald Trump with the deep state right now, we're going to repeat it, only the number of dead and the destruction to our country is going to be even greater. The people, the young people of Russia, fear the KGB and the GRU. But now they're starting to have less respect than German young people for our intel agencies, because they abuse us and because anybody of common sense, and by the way, that includes Donald Trump, who's a builder, must know that 9/11 was an inside job and the buildings were demolished. They were actually condemned several years before as sick buildings with mold and with asbestos up to 2 inches on the steel girders inside the building. So they were a hazard, and it was going to cost $2 billion a floor to actually remediate them without tearing the building down. The major messaging company, Odigo, was told not to be in the building, as well as Amex and many others. So instead of around 14,000 in building Tower 1 and 2, there's only about 3,000 were actually killed that didn't get out. Otherwise, it would have been a large number, including there in the mall in between the two towers. And, of course, the later destruction of World Trade Center 7 put a cap on it when Silverstein said to just pull it. So what I want people to understand is I suffered persecution when the guy who told me of the five munitions team that he wanted radiation testing, which I did on him, he got court-martialed, and they hauled me into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital in 1995, and I got fired and death threats. Now, of course, Dr. Deagle's not Mr. Passive, as you probably know on the air, if you've listened to me before. And I demanded a $50,000 severance check and a letter of reference so I could get a job elsewhere, because I had a little young family. And I told him, and I said, now, if you go within 500 miles of me and my family, I have friends now in Delta Force and Special Op, and I will take you out if you try to harm me or my family. And guess what? And next day I got the letter of reference and the check. Now, I've been trying to do testing since then. Now, when I told my theory and explained to Alex Jones that I disagree with him that it was superthermite alone that demolished the buildings, he got so angry he told the staff that I was actually, in a sense, a stalker. So he cut off any time of me coming back on the program, which he promised back in January 2007. And he's going to have me on any issues which I cover, including bioweapons, because I'm a bioweaponeer. I was trained under Dr. Robert Brown and worked in Bethesda back in the early 70s on the T-virus. I'm also an expert on radiological and biological terrorism with ACOM, the American College for Occupational Environmental Medicine, and the federal government Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. So I'm not a minor person. And I didn't get respect. In fact, the last time I returned to Genesis, I was told I couldn't even say in my commercials that I had a show on the network. That's one of the reasons why I'm at this great network, CRN Talk Radio, out of Los Angeles. I didn't get sufficient respect either at Republic Radio or at Rents. Now, you got to show legal respect. I don't care if you like me, but challenge me on the basis of facts and evidence. Don't just say, because he talks too fast or he cuts people off or doesn't let them talk, he's an arrogant SOB, which I'm not. I'm highly talented, and I have experiences that no one else is going to publicly talk about, whether it's supernatural or natural or science, and I believe in science. I wanted to get radiation toxicology. I know that you've done tremendous work. I found out from my own sources that there's a lot of gold from the Bank of Nova Scotia that was moved before the Twin Towers were demolished, and there was actually evidence, in fact, I've interviewed them, of a gentleman who was working in the building and observed someone that received a blast from the basement and had the skin ripped off him and showed up literally, you know, basically with the skin ripped off his face and body from the basement explosions which occurred in the building. We even have the underground explosive seismic maps indicating that there were explosions inside the building in the basement that occurred even before the so-called towers were hit. And by the way, you can only hit those towers if you had a GPS guidance system to make sure it hit the exact location. And the so-called pilots, many of the pilots were so-called Saudi or Yemeni, etc. These pilots, many of them were still flying afterward, or their ID cards were allowed to literally survive the burning buildings when we couldn't even find the black boxes. So I'm very angry still about 9/11. We're coming up this year on 2019 to 18 years after it. And I have received severe persecution from my medical board over it because I talked in the Royal Prophecy Club, and they didn't want me to do that and talk about Superfund sites like Schriever Air Force Base, which is actually the center for the Virtual World Project, which I'll talk about as well sometime. People need to know there is no one like me on the earth. I mean, I don't want to be special. I'd like to be thousands of people have enough cojones to tell the truth when they see something really bad. But there's only a few people like you and me, Mark, that will raise questions and find answers to things that if we don't solve it, God help the population of America and the whole world, right?
Well, Doctor, you're right, and I don't have any issues with any of the things that I heard you just say now. It's a good summary of the evidence, and I was actually bounced off a couple of websites myself for trying to raise a 9/11 issue, one of them being Counterpunch. Jeff St. Clair, the editor over there, is in denial. I mean, I really like a lot of, I agree with him about many issues, but people on the left have shown just as much denial about the 9/11 issue as the establishment. And it's really upsetting to me personally because I haven't been able to make any progress with this group.
Yeah, you know, I very rarely agree with Ilhan Omar and with AOC. I call her the one with the occasion, with absent a cortex. But these two Muslim ladies are actually U.S. Congresswomen, raised the issue that questioned whether or not Islam was directly causing it. Now, I can tell you, these pilots, in fact, I actually have the pilot information from the training pilot that actually trained these guys in Florida. They were down actually chucking down drinks, which usually most Muslims, unless you're a Turkish Muslim, are not going to chuck down drinks in Florida, and then get out and actually do a simulation with the federal government getting ready for 9/11. 9/11 was basically what these guys thought they were actors. Some of them actually probably went down with the planes, but to be honest with you, a lot of the ones, they were still flying years afterward and had their professional flying certificates from not only Saudi Arabia, but Morocco and other Arab countries.
Well, it was a case of identity theft, it appears.
Right. Now, we know that our
people, their identities were stolen.
Let me summarize what happened. There's a certain agency called SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA. They're the ones that JFK tried to call their their powers, which is one of the reasons why they assassinated him. SAD runs Israel, Saudi Arabia, and did 9/11, and contracted the Israeli Mossad to put the nukes inside the building and the high explosives. That's the facts.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we're coming back with the amazing... I had to deviate off there because I, one of my guys that I'm going to get back on the show is actually always mobile. He doesn't carry a cell phone. Are you familiar with a guy by the name of Cody Snodgrass, Mark?
No, sir. No, I haven't heard that name.
Okay, Cody is a CIA munitions expert that was contracted by the Special Activities Division of the CIA to actually demolish the Alpha P Murrah building. And they offered him a duffel bag with $500,000 plus in the bag, and he refused it because he was actually turning out to be a good guy. He didn't want to blow up the building, especially where there were going to be people. In fact, they didn't excavate or remove the children or the people working inside the building. 168 people died, including after Oklahoma City. There was a police officer and a doctor that died in very untoward circumstances to indicate they were whistleblowers. They told him that because he refused, he was in, you know, persona non grata, he was in big trouble. And he decided to go on John B. Wells' show in December of 2017. And when he did, within a matter of weeks, they tried to kill him in a head-on collision, but very unusual circumstances, in Colorado. Now, I managed to track down and hear him from my friend John B. Wells. So I got him on my show in the spring of 2018, last year. And when I brought him on, literally within 2 days, they tried to kill him again. And you got to understand, he corroborates everything that I've said. In fact, but the reason why they moved the medical records from our veterans of Gulf War I, because they're exposed to depleted uranium, which means we're on the ticket for hundreds of millions or billions of dollars in medical expenses because of people damaged by DU poisoning in the battlefield. We call it blue fire. And the other was a thing called the anthrax experimental vaccine, which we gave Saddam Hussein because it was a 10-to-12-to-1 ratio of Iranians to Iraqis, and they figured they could even the playing field by using weaponized anthrax to kill a lot of the Iranians. You know, of course, people don't pay attention to the fact that I know, because I'm a bioweaponeer, that all of the biopreparate weapon systems developed in Soviet Russia at the fall of the Soviet Union in 1989 were handed over to the Iranians at Tehran and to the Syrians. So the Syrians and the Iranians have all of the ancient bioweapons developed by Russia, which are freaking dangerous and deadly. And by the way, my nutraceuticals will neutralize any bioweapon. Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, etc. So we have Cody Snodgrass who corroborates it. Now, I want to get into this thing about the ancient sites because I took care of John Fiala, who is a cohort of Phil Schneider. And some people know about Phil Schneider's videos before he died, a very unusual death. He did, I think I'll call a Cirque du Soleil death, where you actually die in such a way that it's physically hard to believe, where the guy's naked. He dies in circumstances that defy physical logic of how he managed to hang himself in his neck and die in weird circumstances after he'd warned people for years. He had a duffel bag full of strange materials that he said were otherworldly from other planets and from a deep underground bases. And he had some interesting stories, which I know personally because I know Phil. And his friend John Fiala was working in a sodium-cooled nuclear reactor for Bechtel Corporation, drilling what's called matrix cities, and also developing what's called underground dumps, deep underground military bases. And their primary place they liked to build them was in dormant magma domes. That's why when I heard about your story, I thought, oh, this guy's, you've got a bloodhound nose for important anomalies. Now, an anomaly is an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. And what you have here is you've discovered an anomaly that I have some, not all the answers, but I have some of the answers, and I have also a whole pile of more questions. So what you've discovered is that the North Pole at the time of these ancient temples, which was anywhere from 5,000 to 12,000 years ago, was 1,600 miles south of where it is now, rotational north of Earth. We're not talking about the magnetic North Pole, which has been moving pretty quick, because we're seeing a drop in the magnetic field of the Earth dramatically over the last few centuries. But the rotational North Pole, which means the crust on the Earth has what's called a lithospheric disjunction and slides on the mantle. So, first off, before you get into your whole thesis, which I want you to get into, when you saw this, what questions did it raise in your mind of the nature of the world that the actual crust could slide on the mantle? What did you think?
Well, I remember hearing about this on the radio or someplace back in the 90s, and it just caught my interest, and I've been researching it ever since. But definitely... The originator of the theory, Charles Hapgood, was really onto something important. And unfortunately, he's been treated as a pseudoscientist. You know, this idea has been treated like a conspiracy theory. But the problem is our scientific community, they are prisoners of their own beliefs. The scientific model is like a prison. It can actually prevent you from making a discovery.
Not only that, you have to understand the classified budget and classified research and access to information is above the government level and above the university level. If you're a tenured professor at a university and you start wandering into areas you're not supposed to, you're going to get a phone call or somebody's going to visit you. But secondly, you don't get access to information that may have required hundreds of billions of dollars of research, or if space-based satellites for torsion field imaging to see the actual through the Earth crust itself back since the 1960s, where they started seeing these dumps, these deep underground military base dormant magma domes, and realizing the Earth's crust moves. A good example is in the last few years the movement of the crust near the island of Hawaii, which is one of the thinnest parts of the crust, and it's building a new island off the coast of Hawaii where the Kilauea volcano, the hot spot that feeds it, is actually off the coast now. And we're seeing also new earthquake development in Indonesia, which is very volcanically active in Indonesia with all the islands there. Even old volcanoes are coming back, like Vesuvius off of the coast of Italy. Well, people need to understand, the Earth is a very, very dynamic object. And it's a nuclear reactor. The crust is like I call Georgia peach. And if you steam a Georgia peach, you can actually move it. I used to practice in 87, 88 in Georgia. And they have beautiful peaches there. If you steam it, you can actually slide the skin on the mantle. And the skin of the Georgia peach is very analogous in terms of size to the size of the peach itself. That's what we're dealing with. And it slides at a rate that's actually relatively slow over a couple of months, not hours. Let's say 1.2 miles an hour over 2 months would bring the north... If the North America slid southward, which is where I think it's going next, we would see a southward slide of North America, that the equator would pass through Havana, Cuba, and not North South America. And I have a good bit of evidence to indicate that's where the direction it's going. We see also the slide of different tectonic plates. For example, where I am in North County, San Diego, is part of the island Baja California. And literally, we're talking about the actual glide of these continental plates, that North County, San Diego, in 100,000 years, will be off the coast of Vancouver Island. And so people don't know that 8 million years ago, Alaska, which is in the Arctic Circle, was on the equator. 8 million years ago. Isn't that wild?
Well, we know that this is the reason why eastern Siberia and Alaska were not glaciated during the last glacial maximum. Mm-hmm. And this is an issue that some scientists go out of their way to avoid talking about. It's an anomaly they've never explained, but we know now, because of the position of the former North Pole on Baffin Island, this means that Alaska and eastern Siberia were far south of the Arctic region.
Right.
That's why they didn't have ice.
But you know, the Américo Vespucci, the Portuguese mapmaker, he gave the maps to Columbus to actually discover the New World. You know that, right? And
reading about this.
Those maps came from the Vatican Library, originally in the Library of Alexandria, and they originally came from the Empire of Mu and Atlantis. Now, the Atlantean Empire existed across the Atlantic Ocean, and you can go off the Bimini Islands off of Florida and off of Bahamas, and you can see that there's giant blocks there, which means there's giant buildings and so on off the coast, and it went under the water. You can also see that the transatlantic area, there's a relatively shallow area there where they call it where there's actually a lot of, you know, kelp and so on. But you have to understand that the world has had major earth changes, and some places go under the water and some places rise up. In fact, if there's another earth change, if you want to look at a future map, and there's intuitives that have done this. They've done future maps and they've given intuitives. Because I'm a scientific intuitive, I've seen the future maps, say, of California. It might be decades or centuries from now. California will consist of a number of peninsulas and islands. It'll be beautiful if you survive it, but it'll be totally different. And much of the areas like off of Nova Scotia and New England are going to rise up. In fact, they found a giant volcano under New England. Where there's a rising up of the tectonic plate there. So earth changes are happening everywhere, and when the crust moves, this is basically the basis for most of our every 7 weeks, deep underground base is built by Bechtel Corporation for the globalists to hide when all hell breaks loose on the surface of the Earth or there's a nuclear war. They have their Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket. And by the way, it's not just America building these. Two of the largest underground cities are actually in Norway. And they're about 12 cubic miles in size. I actually have information from my sources there as well. They're building North Korea, China, Japan, they're everywhere. You go everywhere. And who's been actually in some of these ancient ones is my guest who's going to be on next week, Jonathan Gray. I just talked to him this morning. And Jonathan actually has been through underground cities in Turkey that go back, we've estimated, anywhere from 10 to 30,000 years ago. The ones across South America cover the entire spine, go right through the entire spine underneath mountains and everything all along the coast of South America. People need to realize this is not an anomaly. This is something that ancient human civilizations had to survive Earth changes. This is something that they did in ancient times. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, well, a lot of the evidence for the crustal shift is undoubtedly under the ocean.
Right.
One of the data sets that I found was involved communities of mollusks. They call them faunal communities that were raised up above the beach level so they were preserved from destruction by the surf, because water action will destroy these very quickly. And this, the scientists on the west coast of the United States found that the mollusks had migrated 750 miles northward up the coast of North America at the end of the Ice Age, and they still don't understand why. They call it the extraliminal anomaly, but it is perfectly congruent with the archaeological data that I found, and both of these data sets perfectly agree about the location of that North Pole position, former
right.
North Pole.
Yeah, now, what this means, and this is something that's a hard thing, and I've got to several scientists I'm trying to get on the program. One is actually Dr. Jacobson, who actually is at Northwestern, who's been researching ringwoodite. And he has a compressor that can compress the ringwoodite rock that comes up in the inner oceanic cleft that releases nascent oxygen and hydrogen that drives all volcanism, and all earthquakes are driven by nascent water. Interesting, eh? What I've connected, because I have a background in quantum nuclear physics, is that the thing that releases nascent water is gravity waves from the coronal mass ejection of the sun. It's not just particles and plasma and ultraviolet light. It's gravity waves. When gravity waves shakes the nuclei of ringwoodite, it releases nascent oxygen and hydrogen and causes major volcanism and a lithospheric disjunction. So the ice ages and the crustal slip of the Earth, called lithospheric disjunction, are timed to solar cycles. Right now we're in a solar minimum where there's almost no sunspots, and this is actually a more dangerous time to have a Carrington event like 1859 that was so powerful it arced 4 and 5 feet in the air and actually burnt people's hands that were telegraphers. Set off railway ties on fire and started forest fires. And one about one-third as strong happened in the late 1980s that caused the James Bay Hydro Project to fry the trees underneath the power lines and knock out the power to New York for 3.5 days. So people need to know we're in a violent universe, and things happen, whether it's a migrating meteor or comet, it's whether it's a coronal mass ejection from the sun or a supernova from a distant star. It's gravity waves from the sun that can trigger off ringwoodite to release oxygen and hydrogen to trigger off volcanism and earthquakes. And these cycles, by the way, cause major continental drift that happens relatively quickly. We have slow continental drift. In fact, they hauled magnetometers across the ocean floor after World War II looking for U-boats, and they discovered that there was a zebra pattern, and they realized the magnetic field of the Earth was flipping pretty quickly every decade or so. That the magnetic field of the Earth was actually changing orientation pretty rapidly, but that there was a major pole flip roughly every 700,000 years. So actually the North Pole, South Pole, can actually do a full geomagnetic flip. Now that's totally separate, but maybe integrated with the idea of a crustal slip. But we're due to have some major solar and Earth change things happen. The current climatic things are happening, like extreme temperatures in Europe, extreme weather across the Midwest and so on. And by the way, we have weather interventional technologies which we're not using, so either Donald Trump or his colleagues have made him ignorant of it, or they're not letting him in on the fact that some government departments are not under the purview of the president. I don't know. That's what I found when I worked with the government. One department did not talk to the other departments. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Mark Gaffney. Get his books, 9/11 Mystery Plane and Black 9/11, and the Gnostic Secrets of the Gnosticines. And this paper, we're going to do another video on it, but you have to understand, It's most important to ask better questions and ask a lot of questions.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my.
And welcome back. So, I probably did a little more talking than I needed to do, but I think it's important to lay the groundwork. What you've discovered in the book you're going to write is really important for people to get, you know, like your other books. These are essential reading, and I like to send a copy of each book, and I'll, if necessary, pay for it to get it to Donald Trump. Donald and the future presidents need to investigate 9/11 because it's done by rogue elements within our own government, just like rogue elements within our own government have built what's called the Cray Array Underground, Schriever Air Force Base under Promise Software, to create a matrix along with the intel agencies, completing a project conceived by the Nazis in the 1930s called Project Omega, that literally is the matrix, like the movie, only they've actually have all these social agencies like Facebook, Twitter, and so on. And they invented over the biometric data for the U.S. government to the East and West divisions of Amazon, We're using AI to actually put it into this final, literally digital copy of Earth, literally down with digital communications, down to 1.5 centimeters tolerance, even vertical dimensions of GPS coordinates. People don't understand that the movie The Matrix is an archetype of what's really happening, and the central node is in Colorado Springs, east of Colorado Springs, on Garbage Dump Road at Falcon, interesting name for it, and that there are other sites, including Jakarta, Indonesia, and Whitehall, England, and elsewhere, where sub-sites have actually been there, including passing technology to the Russians and Chinese for targeting our U.S. cities in the late 1990s during Bill Clinton, with the LEO satellite system, which is called the Low Earth Orbit Satellite System. People need to realize the New World Order and the global government's all been operating since many years ago with the League of Nations, later the United Nations, and the globalist intel agencies conceived by the Nazis and completed by George Bush Sr. in 1982. And one example of that is Five Eyes, and the example is the attack against Trump by Mr. Steele. People understand the British intel agencies and these agencies spying on each other are literally the shadow government that runs the world. And this is why no one's asking questions, including even Donald Trump as a builder. And if we don't ask the questions, we're going to have even bigger disasters, like an entire city like Chicago wiped out, or a major geoclimatic disaster, and no one's preparing for a coronal mass ejection for the sun to harden our power grid, like Dr. Pai says of the U.S. Commission, so our power grid will survive. And we're not hardening our cities to actually protect water supplies with primary water. We're basically not doing anything. In fact, I bring up issues and solutions that no one else on Earth talks about, and we better damn well get with the program or we're going to end up with a major societal and ecological collapse of the planet, aren't we? Especially if Earth changes happen, right?
Well, of course, yes.
They're going to happen whether we like it or not. I mean, some are caused by solar and galactic events, but some are caused by or aggravated by man. I mean, if we know that we're going to have a CME, why don't we harden our power grids by laying plasma lines and getting tokamak fusion reactors? I mentioned for now over 9 years how to build a tokamak fusion reactor with helium-free linear accelerator tubes to create helium-3 plasma. You know, I have a background in nuclear physics. I can literally do things. People say, how can you do that, Deagle? I said, look, I'm talented. It's a good thing I wouldn't go to the dark side, as I've used the joke. I would have gone from being Anakin Sky Deagle to Darth Deagle, and God help the world if I had gone to the evil side. Because, let me tell you, I got skill sets. And when I see these things, I'm also brave enough to stand up to these maniacs who would like to kill me. And I had one guy about 5.5 years ago, I said, well, why don't they just kill you, Deagle? I said, because they do, you knucklehead might believe. And you probably realize that, even when you wrote your books 9/11, you probably realize you're doing something pretty dangerous, weren't you, Mark? Telling the truth, asking questions.
Well, I concluded that if they took me out, my book sales would skyrocket. You know, I'd be on the bestseller list. That's something they don't want. So,
exactly. And by the way, it's a lot of their own agencies. I have agents. I can contact a friend of mine who's actually in the Pentagon as an engineer. I got a guy last year I put on the show from CENTCOM, and it was really funny how God has my day timer. Over a year ago, last January of 2018, he came by to repair my DirecTV satellite. And, of course, I tech up when I learn and absorb just like, you know, like Vulcan mind meld. And when he came, I realized, I said, you need to get up in the attic and you need to test the alignment of my satellite. He said, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I said, let's do the test. So he did the test. I said, you're getting packet loss. He said, you need to get up in the attic. How do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, well, and I told him my security clearance. Oh, well, I worked at CENTCOM until 2 months ago. I said, really? And he started doing a data dump about North Korea. And so I shared all the stuff I knew about missile defense and so on, because I worked taking care of employees. And more than half the time when I met these people that came in for medical issues, they wanted to talk about the classified project they did, and also the guys in a different colored line of other projects. And when they heard what other guys were doing in classified lockdown, they get white as a ghost. You're kidding, Deagle. I said, no, I'm not kidding. How do you know all this stuff? I said, I have a photographic memory and advanced knowledge in science in every field. Mathematics, metallurgy, physics, astrophysics. Wow. They go, wow. And I said, I want no more. And they had no war until they were actually white-knuckled and eyeballs little pinpoints of their pupils. People need to understand the real world is completely different than even alternative media says. Alternative media is terrified of Deagle. That's why it's a miracle that that Michael Horn brought me on here, because I'm going to say things about spiritual and other things you're not going to hear from any other existing living human being on the earth or ever did live. You're not going to hear it. And people like you and me are so brave to actually bring out your books, because the financial transactions really happen, don't they? Black 9/11, which you updated just a few years ago in 2016. These are nasty things, which means the mega banks and the people that created the 2008 catastrophe and the 1929 catastrophe and the Fed Reserve System, which they forced America on Christmas Eve in 1913, these same monsters are at it again, aren't they? Only they got bigger, more nasty attitudes, and they want to reduce the world population. People say, you're kidding. I say, well, if there's earth changes and they cut off water supplies or cause climatic disaster or food shortages, guess what's going to happen? Mass starvation, migration of populations, and catastrophes. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a dump, a real dump.
and nobody's talking about it. I mean, I need, and if you are out there and listening, I need a mano a mano talk every week with Donald J. Trump and his advisors. And I want people like yourself and myself and John W. Spring, who's going to be on the next hour, to have a chance to talk to this guy. Now, Donald Trump is a genius. He's actually a great pre-Christian. Being a real Christian is like Delta Force. If you're a real Christian, you're going to have scars on you. You're going to have missing limbs. You're going to have persecution. If you're not, if you don't suffer while you're a believer and telling the truth, even if you don't think, oh, I'm not a Christian yet, even if you just seek the truth, you're a believer because the God wants to put the truth in you. And if you just ask tough questions, even if you're not yet a Christian, you're on your way. Just asking tough questions, being brave enough to ask questions, means you're more like the Creator God. You want to know the truth. And the problem in our society is they either don't want to know it or they want to believe lies. Oh, Fox News covers everything. No, they don't. They only go so far, and then they won't go that far. I guarantee you it would be a miracle if Hannity or Tucker Carlson or anyone else in Fox News interviews you or me. Do you think it's likely? I wouldn't put money on it, would you?
No, but I have to give Tucker credit. He's been doing some good work.
He does, but he crosses lines. And, in fact, I think Judge Pirro probably crossed some lines and got fired temporarily. And when they put her back, she, of course, is still number one on the weekend. Tucker Carlson is a very brave man. But the thing is, if he came on and he just started with me and I started providing him evidence and started raising questions and issues, it's like I don't necessarily have to have all the answers, but I'm really good at forming the best questions. And again, remember I mentioned before, the nature of reality is an anomaly, which is what you found here about the North Pole, is an answer to a question we haven't asked yet. If the crust moves, how often does it move? What are the effects on the population of living things on the Earth when it moves? Does it occur with ice ages? Is it connected to anything else going on, like the pole shift of the magnetic poles, besides the actual rotational pole of the Earth? I have a lot of questions, and I have some of the answers, but what I do know, and some of it's quite classified. For example, I got told lots of truths by U.S. Space Command Director. I know a lot of stuff I haven't even talked about yet on this show or anywhere else. But what I know is enough to tell me I feel totally ignorant. And what I know is eons beyond anybody else in government or anybody else is asking the questions. Because of a pole shift started next month, for example, and moved North America down 1,200 miles, and we had major earthquakes across America and around the world, and the coastal areas were struck with tsunamis half a mile high or a quarter mile high, and the weather changed so dramatically the crops crashed or the ozone layer disappeared for a period of maybe even hours or days, and would wipe out anybody that went outside and got the second degree of burns or burned their eyeballs. People aren't prepared for anything cataclysmic, are they? Or an ice age? Do you know an ice age would kill more people than a nuclear war? People don't know that, do they?
Yeah, well, the issue of climate change is only a very small part of the big picture we're talking about.
Right, right. There's a lot more to this. And again, of course, the globalists, I think, have some partial knowledge, which is why they're panicking. And you see it in the demon rats, like all the Democrats, talking about they're going to give free this and free that for everything. Look, I want a social safety net for everybody. I know some people say it's not a right to have health care. Yes, it is. But you don't need to give everything to everybody. What you do is you want to fire the big health insurance companies, right? You want to go to a system, you don't fire them. You go to say you must pay the health insurance to doctors based on just an hourly wage. And then secondly, you get rid of the state licensing authorities and you do all these other things. And I have a plan. It'll fix it. It'll cost a fraction of the cost. Everybody would get taken care of. We'd have innovative care where the doctor would do it, which is right, which isn't necessarily a protocol that our state would approve of. Because what I do can be a fraction of the cost of regular health care, and it can cure you of your cancer, your diabetic macular changes, or your peripheral neuropathy. But the medical system is freaking out. They don't want to hear that because it's going to affect their cash register. Well, the same thing going with the government. Our military is ill-prepared for war. We have giant aircraft carriers that are sitting ducks. We don't have missile defense. We don't have a military that's prepared to deal with drone warfare or with remote scalar warfare, which the Russians have, by the way. We're not prepared for anything. And even small powers like Russia that are innovative could actually overwhelm us in a combat situation, couldn't they?
I suspect that's true, Doctor. And our right. and our Navy are sitting ducks to these new missiles that are out there.
Right, right. And the fact is, you see, I'm trying hard. So if you're listening to this program, we now have a new audience, and you have some way of getting a hold of President Trump, or you can email or contact him through his social media, beg him to do so. And I will actually pay for the ticket, if the government won't, to fly John W. Spring whistleblower for the Cuban Missile Crisis and 1987 Grenada Crisis. We are the whistleblowers for Punta Huerta, Nicaragua, with a two-mile-long runway for the Antonov 124 Russian jets that can carry 200 tons with a missile launcher for hypersonic cruise missiles. And these missiles come in at Mach 10 to Mach 13 at 7 to 9,000 plus miles an hour. And they can change course in mid-flight. And they can evade all of our missile defense systems, including theater air defense, etc., and space-based so-called anti-missile systems. And our ground-based plasma cannons we have in White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico or in Vandenberg. And people say, well, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, God had my day timer. And that's why people laugh and they say, you know so much stuff, Deagle. I said, I only do a tiny data dump because you couldn't tolerate my total data dump. You couldn't. Your brain would pop. But the fact is, I can give you enough evidence to tell you we need the powers that be to start listening. They aren't listening, are they? I'm sure that if Donald Trump read your books on 9/11, he'd be investigating, because what's the next 9/11 the globalists are going to do next? What is it? I don't know. My guess is it's probably going to be something pretty awful. And, of course, at that time, they'll probably declare, like they did with Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2, they brought in pieces, some form of martial law along with total surveillance of society. You know, next year, October 1st, 2020, we're not only heading toward the election, we're also heading to a surveillance society where everybody has to have a world-compliant ID that was developed by George Bush Jr. before he left office for every country on Earth so you can't fly. I mean, don't people smell something bad in the air, don't they? I don't know. It's like they're rolled up in a little, you know, grass hut mat, thinking that the big Bengal tiger outside in Bangladesh isn't going to eat them. But in fact, it does put us all in danger. So, Mark, closing comment. Go ahead.
Well, I hope that we can, in the future, we can actually get into some of the details of the crustal shift, because it's really interesting. The archaeological data, for example, the pyramids that align, the one in Mexico, another one down in Bolivia, and then an unnamed site in Egypt. That place doesn't even have a name.
Let's redo that video this weekend. You can watch it on our video channel, and it's free, F-R-E-E, live on Vimeo and YouTube. Thank you. We'll be back in a moment with hour number three. You don't want to miss it. John W. Spring, our whistleblower, with the Lower Chile Island Russian nukes. Back in a moment.